We all know that there's a million ways to get customers. There's so many ways to learn about marketing on the internet. But how do you know what the lowest hanging fruit is for your business? How do you know what you should do? And the way that I like to think about it is, where is the highest intent customers, right? Like, where are the people that are closest down the funnel to make a purchase? That is where you should start, and you should always be checking off those boxes before anything else.
We've all heard the term about growth hacking, or different strategies that we can use to grow our business quickly. And oftentimes, some of those strategies will really hang up a founder and get them stuck, or it can just get you overwhelmed. Well, in today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to build an affiliate program. We're going to talk about how to get an army of people to send you referrals. And then we're going to talk about the importance of relationships. This was a really fun interview here with Haley Friedman. And, you know, in the interview, I'm actually referring to her as Monica from Silicon Valley. And if you've seen the TV show Silicon Valley, which is on HBO, one of the characters, her name is Monica, and she's known as this incredibly brilliant, well put together, well thought out leader that's working in the VC world. Now, Haley, in my opinion, resembles a lot of those valuable attributes, where she's very strategic in her thought. She has relationships and the quality of those relationships at the top of her list. And on top of that, she's following very specific and smart strategies for growth. So in this episode, you are going to learn a ton of valuable things that will help you grow your business.
The story I'd say is I had a realization that I wanted to learn everything that I could about marketing when I tried to build my own startup. And I put together a team of people who were from across the country, and we worked on a mobile app idea that I had. And we built an incredible product and we had an awesome team. But what I realized was that if you don't know how to get customers, you don't have anything worth very much at all. And so I had this experience early on. I was doing a program called Teach for America, and I was teaching eighth grade English in the Bronx. And on the side, I was building this startup, and we won a student startup competition, and we were invited to South by Southwest. And that was kind of the first time that I'd ever seen the tech startup world in person, since I'm from New York. And I mean, there are certainly startups there, but it's not so entrenched. So anyway, I saw this whole world of young founders and entrepreneurs who are super amped up with logos on their t-shirts about their startups. And I was like, this is so much more fun than teaching. I want to be in the startup world forever, but I have a lot to learn about how to start a business. I don't really understand how you do it. And so I decided from there that I was going to join a startup at the ground floor, hopefully a startup led by people who'd successfully done this before, so I could really see what it takes to grow something from the ground up. And so I did that for a few years in New York. And then I decided, you know, I really want to be even more surrounded by this startup world. And so I moved out to San Francisco, where I am now. And I got a job in marketing, and I was really lucky to find a mentor early on. His name is Mark Spera, and him and I still work together today through our blog that we built together called growthmarketingpro.com. But I was really lucky to find him as a mentor because he taught me everything he knew about marketing, but I also did a lot of work on my own. There's a lot you can do with no, you know, education in marketing. There's a lot you can do on the internet. I pretty much read Neil Patel's blog from cover to cover, just teaching myself as much as I possibly could. And then I spent the next few years implementing everything that I learned. And a lot of trial and error goes into marketing. It's a lot about testing different things, seeing what works and what doesn't, and scaling what works. And so I've kind of gathered a lot of knowledge and become more and more involved in the marketing world. I took over a group here in San Francisco called Badass Marketers and Founders. So every month I'm hosting events with founders and marketers who are sharing their growth story. And so I think that initial experience trying to build my own startup, and that question, you know, like, how do you actually get customers? How do you get someone to buy something? And then I've been on this quest to figure out that answer ever since. And so that's kind of where I am now. I've found a lot of answers to that question, and now I'm in the process of sharing those answers with people on my blog and through this community.
Wow, that's amazing. You've done a lot of incredibly interesting things. Now, what was it that got you into marketing? Was it that you were just naturally inquisitive and you loved learning about people, or what was it?
Yeah, I think I definitely do have that background. I majored in psychology when I was back in college, and I've always been kind of like a thoughtful person with like a high emotional intelligence, I'd say, understanding how people think and how they feel. But really, the big kicker for me in diving into marketing was trying to get customers for my business. Just how to, you know, that piece is so critical. You can have everything else in place, but if you don't have that, then you're not going to be successful.
Okay, so, you know, I think for all of us, you know, you get that first business or whatever it is, you hustle, and you know, it gets to a point where you maybe can't scale that. So when you first started that business, you were getting into marketing, were you getting some quick wins, and then all of a sudden you just hit a roadblock? Or tell us about that. What was it like?
Yeah, I'm not sure I tried a couple things. I really didn't even know where to start, and it was pretty quick. I didn't get to test too many things out aside from amplifying it via social media to friends and family. And then I lost my two engineers to Microsoft and Facebook that they recruited them. So
that's brutal. So
we didn't get to work on the project for too long, but long enough for me to realize I didn't know a lot about marketing. I think a lot of people think about marketing and it's advertising and it's fluffy, and it's not that. It's a lot more strategic, and there's a lot more math involved, which was really challenging for me. I've never really been a math person, and you have to be pretty analytical. If you're running tests, right, you're spending money on AdWords and Facebook and LinkedIn and all these places, it's really important to be keeping a close eye on those things and optimizing and making sure that you are looking at the numbers to see that you're getting ROI on that. So that was always the marketing data piece was a challenge, because it can be really time consuming. It can take up almost the majority of your time, of the time you spend marketing can be looking at the data. And so that's actually because of that challenge, that's why I ended up taking the job where I am right now, which is head of marketing at a company called Improvado. And what Improvado does is they help marketers collect all their marketing data across all those different platforms into one place. So they can look at this one dashboard and see all their marketing data in one place and easily see like, okay, this campaign is working really well, or this channel is working well, and this one's not, and make quick changes. So, I think that data piece plays a big role in how successful you ultimately are.
For sure it does. Coming from a psychology background, you know, I think you seem naturally inquisitive. And pre-interview, just so our audience understands, I was kind of joking around with Haley, and I was saying, I may even slip up and call her Monica from the Silicon Valley show. And the reason why is because, you know, that character on the show is someone that's, you know, working hard, but they're strategically working, but they also have a keen business sense. And right away, I caught that from you, that you had a really clear vision on what you wanted to accomplish. And you understood that, yes, there's marketing, it's the analytical side, and it following the, you know, keep an eye on the KPIs, but there's also the relationship side to marketing. So how do you find the balance between your KPI world and the world of dashboards and everything like that?
Totally. I think both are hugely important pieces, and it also really depends on the nature of your business. But I've found almost all of my biggest successes when it comes to marketing is relationship oriented. So when I think about relationship marketing, I think about a couple different channels. So one is the highest intent, best marketing channel that you can have if you have customers that like your product, which is a referral program, right? Like relationship that's the ultimate channel for relationship marketing. Can you get your customers to refer their friends? The second most impactful channel that I've had success with is affiliate marketing, which is all about relationships. So building relationships with bloggers or influencers that have an audience and love your product and can share that with their audience. It's kind of like an amplified referral program with people that have an audience. And I've had huge success and written a lot about and spoken a lot on podcasts about affiliate programs and how to build them. And then just community and content, right? So creating content that helps people, building relationships, hosting events, hosting webinars, getting the opportunity to be either in person with people or for an extended amount of time over audio with people. I think like those marketing tactics have a relationship element and are some of the most successful things that I've tried.
Up next, you're going to hear about the different business levels that people are in. Meaning, if you happen to be in the sub 1 million a year range, maybe you're over 1 million a year or over 10 million a year. But what you're going to want to focus on is the lowest hanging fruit in your business. And that's what Haley's going to be sharing. Up next, you're going to hear how to find that low hanging fruit. And then you're going to hear about her strategy for building an affiliate empire. And this is unreal. This is honestly some of my favorite content in the entire episode. So you want to listen to this. She's sharing an incredible story that will help you regardless of your business type.
So I think when I'm thinking about strategy, and this is, I often get asked this question, you know, like, how do you start? We all know that there's a million ways to get customers. There's so many ways to learn about marketing on the internet. But how do you know what the lowest hanging fruit is for your business? How do you know what you should do? And the way that I like to think about it is, where is the highest intent customers, right? Like, where are the people that are closest down the funnel to make a purchase? That is where you should start. And you should always be checking off those boxes before anything else. So like you said, referral program, it's like the first thing many people do. It's easy to implement. It's also the highest intent customer that would visit your site because they're coming from a referral from a friend. Next, I would say affiliate is also super high intent. So people are coming because they were referred by an influencer or someone that they trust with an online presence or audience.
Coming up, you're going to hear about the roadblocks where most people get stuck. And if you get over those roadblocks, then oftentimes there's going to be some ceilings that you hit depending on the marketing channel. Well, that's something really strange about what Haley is doing. See, she's following this process where they're building out this playbook, where they're helping founders and companies on a one-on-one basis. And as a growth hacker, you might think that that doesn't make sense. And I think, you know, intuitively we say, well, you can't scale that. And, it, you know, a very famous and common phrase in Silicon Valley is you've got to do things that don't scale. Well, this playbook and one-off doesn't scale, but it gets you insight. It gets you relationship and it really tips the scale in your favor. And you're going to hear about how she's doing that exactly and what it's going to do for your business and what it's doing for her business.
I think that there are definitely ceilings to certain channels. Right? You can max out with your target audience on Facebook, or you can max out because the search volume just isn't there on AdWords. And then you kind of have to get creative. And there's a lot of ways to do that. There's a lot of different, if you're part of any of these Facebook groups online, there's lots of different growth hacks to try. There's like things you can do on LinkedIn. There's things you can do with content. But I think the challenge here is that every business is a little different. And there definitely is like a creative finesse to coming up with these growth hacking ideas. And it often is very specific to a, to your business and who your customers are. So if I were to just, you know, lay out a blanket statement and say, like, this is the thing that's going to move the lever for every business, it'd be hard to do that, because every business has their own, you know, financial resources, right? Your own timeline for how quickly you need to get customers, your own like resources in the amount of hands on your team to actually implement. So actually, we recently surveyed our blog audience and asked, you know, of all the things we could offer you guys, how can we help? And the 74.1% of our blog readers said that they wanted what I call a custom growth playbook. So they wanted customized help figuring out what are the top five tactics that I should utilize to grow my business right now, given my resources and timeline. And so Mark, my co-founder, and I decided to offer this custom growth playbook product. And we're actually in beta right now offering it to some blog readers of ours. But it's definitely something that we're excited about, because this challenge is a roadblock for a lot of people, right? Whether they're starting at the very beginning and they've never done marketing before and they don't know where to start at all, or where they've been doing marketing for a long time and they are having a hard time getting creative around kind of growth hacks and other creative things that they can try and do, and other new channels they might not have tested. And so Mark and I will then think about all this, their specific business needs, and then strategize and come up with this like tactical growth playbook where we write out step by step exactly what they should do, that they can hand this playbook to anyone on their team, like an intern even, to just implement what we explain.
Okay, so I like the tailored fit of that. Is that something you can scale, or is it scale just not something you're looking to do with this?
Are you talking about scaling this playbook product? Like, how are we going to scale this for people?
Exactly.
I think that the brains need to be there every time. I think, I've thought about this a lot, like coming up with a chart or a graph where it's like, well, if this is your budget, try these things. If this is your timeline, try these things. It works to a certain extent with the obvious things, but part of what I think is so super fun about marketing is how creative you can get. And that requires some like time to brainstorm and stew on who this customer is and kind of like link create that. There's a creative process involved when it comes to strategy. It's my favorite part. So I'm personally really excited, because getting to sit around and think about different businesses and their customers and get creative around things that they can try. My favorite part.
Yeah, that's like the coolest sandbox in the world.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. So as we're, you know, here on the podcast and getting ready to wrap up, one of the questions I always ask is, what is the question I should have asked you that I didn't ask?
What is the question you should have asked me? Well, if people want to kind of be involved in this community that I'm working on growing, and if they want to stay in touch with me, there's a couple places they can do that. So connect with me on LinkedIn. It's my favorite marketing channel. I think it's important to pick which marketing channel is your favorite, so that you can, because it's too hard to stay on top of all of them. So connect with me on LinkedIn. That's where I post all my new marketing tactics that I'm sharing. Also, any events that are going on. I try and make all the events also available via webinar, so that people who are not present can also join. So I'd say connect with me on LinkedIn, check out growthmarketingpro.com, and reach out if you want to learn more about Improvato and automating your marketing data.
Okay, we'll make sure to put that in the show notes. Haley, it's been a pleasure having you on the podcast today. We're going to make sure that we'll have a link to Improvato inside of the show notes. We'll have a link also
to all of the other channels that you're on, your LinkedIn account, to Growth Marketing Pro, to Banff Group. I mean, we'll get you hooked up. But I want our listeners to also give a shout out to Haley. If you guys are interested in looking for something that's going to help your business, a dashboard that's going to make your business more efficient, then for sure, check out improvado.io. And also, I'd suggest giving a shout out to Haley. Connect on LinkedIn. I mean, that's your platform. So let's do it.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I had a blast.
Thank you. Take care.
Take care.
I want to thank you for listening to this episode with Haley Friedman. She really shared some amazing stories that can help you in your business when you're building relationships, when you're creating that referral army, and when you're doing any type of growth hacking. So one thing that you can do for your business is remove the overwhelm. Take out the stuff that's going to mess you up. And if you don't like to use dashboards or other types of overwhelming material, well, I highly suggest taking a look at her website, which is improvado.io, and you can see the dashboards that they've put together. We also have a list of valuable resources inside of the show notes. You know, you can go to growthmarketingpro.com, and you can also reach out to Haley directly and thank her for this episode. Now, if you liked what you heard on this episode, one thing you can do is share it with a friend, and also make sure you leave a review inside of Apple.